السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. الحمد لله، الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who had gathered us in his house in a state of iman on such a mubarak day, the day of Jum'ah. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us and favored us with many bounties, some that we see, some that we do not see, some that we can touch, some that we cannot touch. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَآتَاكُم مِّن كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ, that he has, if each and every one of us have to sit and ponder and ask ourselves, how many of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us without us asking for it, and how many of the things that we asked for and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still gave us, then we will find that that which we did not ask for will outnumber that which we asked for. Example, the sun. We didn't ask for the sun, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with the sun. Like that, the moon, oxygen. And we all saw the value of oxygen a few years ago. All these are the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If one is to count them, we'll never be able to do so. But the greatest bounty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bestow upon any person, any man, is the bounty of this kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because that person who has this kalima la ilaha illallah in his heart, then this person possesses the keys to ultimate success, and that is Jannah. But this kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it has demands, it has requisites. And amongst the demands of this kalima is to bring yaqeen in it. To believe that nothing moves, nothing stops moving, nothing exists, nothing stops existing except and only with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانْ كَمَا شَاءَ كَانْ فِي الْوَقْتِ الَّذِي شَاءَ عَلَى الْوَجْهِ الَّذِي شَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ زِيَادَةٍ وَلَا نُقْصَانٍ وَلَا تَقَدُّمٍ وَلَا تَأَخُّرٍ وَمَا لَمْ يَشَاءَ لَمْ يَكُنْ. That everything happens only how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it to happen. In the time that Allah wants it to happen, not before Allah wants it to happen, not after Allah wants it to happen, not less than that which Allah wants to happen, not more than that which Allah wants to happen. Everything happens only with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want to happen, no matter who, the whole world can come together, they will never, ever be able to do so. Lam yakun, it can never take place. See, in Surah Taha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching you and I a lesson. A very important lesson, whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls Musa alayhi salam, say, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. O Musa, what is in your right hand? See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take note, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking Musa alayhi salam, what is in your right hand? It's not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't have, na'uz billah, does not have the knowledge of what was in his hand, or was not aware of what was in the hand of Musa alayhi salam. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking Musa alayhi salam, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. O Musa, what is in your right hand? Is for Allah to draw the attention of Musa alayhi salam towards what is in his right hand. Why? Dars is about to take place. I give an example. If I have a pen, you know it's a pen, I know it's a pen. Now if you ask me, brother, what is that in your hand? I mean, I will answer you, I will tell you it is a pen. But in my mind I'll be thinking, the brother knows it's a pen. But why is he asking me? Is it leaking? Is it broken? What's going on? My focus and attention is directed towards what is in my hand. In the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking Musa alayhi salam, مَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. O Musa, focus on what is in your right hand. What is in your right hand? Because this is about to take place. So Musa alayhi salam, even the way he answered, هِيَ عَصَايَ أَتَوَكَّهُ عَلَيْهَا وَأَهُشُّ بِهَا عَلَى غَنَمِي وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَأْرِبُ أُخْرَى. Even Musa alayhi salam, upon answer, he could have said, هِيَ عَصَايَ, it is my stick. But because now his focus, his attention is upon what is in his hand, he starts explaining further. It is my stick. I lean on it. I take support with it. I beat down leaves for my goat. And I use it for other beneficial factors. I use it, and it benefits me. Musa alayhi salam, the student, sees nothing but benefit from the stick. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Musa alayhi salam, oh Musa, take that stick and throw it down. Alqiha ya Musa, throw it down. Now upon throwing it down, that same stick that Musa alayhi salam saw nothing but benefit turned into a harmful, dangerous serpent. That same stick. And then the same stick Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Musa, the same snake Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Musa, pick it up. And upon picking it up, it goes back into that same beneficial stick. What was the dust that took place? What was the lesson that took place? That la nafi' wa la dhar illa Allah. That nothing harms, nothing gives benefit except with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That stick will only be beneficial if Allah wants it to be beneficial. That snake will only be harmful if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it to be harmful. From this also we learn how to have tawakkul in Allah. Now many of us have tawakkul in ghairullah. In our businesses, in our jobs, in our education, in every other thing besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even in that also, we have to remove this tawakkul and everything else and bring our tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because everything is only happening with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from here, that same stick, Allah Pak did not bring another snake, nor did He bring something else, but that same stick, Allah Pak turned it into something deadly, something dangerous, and that same stick came back to something beneficial. So my house, my car, my business, that's not what giving me the benefit. If Allah wants it to benefit me, that's when it's going to benefit me. My house will only protect me and grant me peace and shelter if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it to do so. We need to bring this yaqeen and tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, speaking about tawakkul, there's a story of a mountain climber. He went to climb a mountain a very, very bad day. The people warned him that today is not a good day to climb. The weather is not looking good and you shouldn't do that. But he was persistent and he went on to climb the mountain. So upon climbing the mountain, the weather was very bad. It's snowing, it's the blizzard taking place. So he slips, and as he's falling, his whole life is flashing up in front of him. As he's falling, he jerks. And so basically his rope got stuck somewhere, and he jerked and he's hanging halfway, suspended mid-air. So as he's hanging there, he screams, "Oh Allah, help me, Ya Allah, help me." He's crying out for help. So he hears a voice, it's pitch black, it's dark, he can't see anything. And then he hears a voice, "Are you sure I can help you? Are you sure that I can help you?" He said, "Yeah, well, who else is going to help me? Only you can help me. Only you can help me. Are you sure?" He said, "Yeah, only you can help me." Then the voice says, "Cut the rope. Cut that rope." This person, in the morning when the emergency services came, they found this person frozen. He was dead and he was holding on tight onto his rope. He didn't cut that rope. And how far from the ground? Only 4 feet away from the ground. 4 feet away from the ground. My dear brothers, we need to cut that rope of the dunya. Cut the rope of the dunya. Connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, this dunya, it has no value. It has no value. Understand that this dunya, there is no value for it. Nabi Sallam mentioned to us, if this dunya had any value, if it had value equivalent to the wing of a mosquito, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not have given the kuffar even a sip of water to drink. A sip of water. You know, for us to understand, you see on Thursdays, I don't know about this part of the city, but you get, we all clean our houses, we put everything in the trash can and we leave it outside for the DSW trucks to come, pick it up. So our trash, all that's our property that we just threw out, you know, broken iron, broken kettle, whatever it was, and we put it outside into the trash can and we leave it outside. So whilst it's out there, you will get one person who will come, he'll open that trash can. You can see him taking your stuff. You know? You can see him taking your property. That's your kettle. He's taking it out. He's going with it. No, he takes out your stuff. Will you stop him? You won't stop him. You won't stop him. Why? That has no value to you. But that same person, if he comes into your house, Habibi, come down. You know, you stop him right there. You stop. No, this, what's out there, it's not valuable to me. I don't care about it. But what's in my house, Habibi, there is value. In the same way, this dunya in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like that rubbish can. Like that trash can. Anyone and everyone can have what they want. Kuffar, Muslim can take what you want. Take what you want, how you want, when you want. You want to take it. But when it comes to my Jannah, here is value. Here is value. You need to come with Iman. You need to come back with Iman. This is valuable to me. But this dunya is not value for me. See, subhanAllah. In the Quran, in Surah Araf, people of Jannah, when the people are already put into Jannah, daughters are put into Jahannam, Allah save us. So there will be a conversation. Allah Pak will lift the veils. The people of Jannah, they will be able to see the people of Jahannam. And the people of Jannah of Jahannam will see the people of Jannah. And a whole conversation will take place between the two. Did you find what Allah Pak promised you to be haq, to be true? Yeah, we found it. Each will say that. And then the people of Jahannam, they will call on to the people of Jannah. They will say, وَنَادَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ أَنْ أَفِيدُ عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ أَوْ مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ. The people of Jahannam, they will call towards the people of Jannah, just help us with a sip of water. Just a sip of water, something, whatever, just a sip of water. And the people of Jannah will say that إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَهُمَا عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this sip of water haram upon the kuffar. Imagine that same sip of water that they were having freely in this dunya. Everyone and anyone can have. But on the day of Qiyamah, in the akhirah, that same sip of water becomes haram upon them. That shows the value. How valuable the year after is. So my dear brothers, this dunya, there is no value. We should make effort for the akhirah. Connect yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bring yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything happens and will only happen to permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this world, basically this world existing is upon your existence. لا تقوم الساعة حتى يقال في الأرض الله الله. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said this. You know, the problem is our yaqeen in the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just to give you an example, how sahaba had yaqeen in the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The famous incident when the assassins wanted to come kill Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They wanted to come assassinate him. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his cousin Ali radiallahu anhu, he tells him, "Oh Ali, you sleep in my bed and tomorrow you distribute the amanah to the people." Now let's live this thing. Let's picture yourself there. You know Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is about to be assassinated. You know they're coming to kill him. You're aware of it. Hazrat Ali was aware of it. You know, I know my brother is about to be assassinated. And here he tells me, Habibi, take my place. I mean, I think twice, you know what I'm saying? We make dua for you. We prepare, yeah? Because you know it's about, you're about to get assassinated. But here, Hazrat Ali is told, you sleep in my bed and tomorrow you distribute the amanat. Whole incident carried on. So years later, they're asking Hazrat Ali radiallahu anh, how did you sleep that night? And we know Sahaba radiallahu anh, their lives were such that if the man took one step, he wasn't sure he was going to take another step. If he made salam this side, he's not sure he's going to make salam the other side. Yani, any time, they understood, any time I can pass away. That was how they lived their lives. So they asked, how did you sleep that night? So Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, he says, I slept like a baby. The best night of my life. I slept like a baby, so to say. Peaceful sleep. Sahaba shocked. How is that possible? How is that possible? How could you sleep like a baby? So he says, see, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me to sleep in his bed, what did he say? He said, "Oh Ali, sleep in my bed and tomorrow you'll distribute the amanah to the people." The fact that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said tomorrow, I had guarantee I have one more day to live. The fact that he said tomorrow, guaranteed. So, my dear brothers, these are the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لا تقوم الساعة حتى يقال في الأرض الله الله. The kuffar are living, they're drinking, the sun's rising, the earth will continue to rotate until and unless there's one person saying Allah. There's one person with iman in this world. As long as there's no person with iman, this world got no value, Qiyamah takes place. My dear brothers, understand our value. So like this, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the understanding of whatever has been said and the tawfiq to make amal and increase our ibadat and connect ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru ta'wana alhamdulillah.